Take a look up. The Lagoda is rigged as a bark, in contrast to a full-rigged ship. A ship has three masts, foremast, main, and mizzen, with yard arms and square sails on all three, while a bark also has three masts, but the mizzen has a fore and aft sail, no yard arms. The reason for this is that a whaler carries only 36 men. When the boats are lowered and the crew is reduced, it is difficult to handle a square-rigged ship in that the yards have to be pulled about when the ship changes course. You may have heard the phrase, man the braces. On a bark, when the ship comes about, the mizzen sail along with the jibs go over to the other side on their own. Consequently, much easier to handle by a small crew. A bark like this carried 15 to 20 sails. They were constantly being furled, unfurled, reset, and trimmed, depending on wind conditions and direction. That's why you see a network of lines, halyards, sheets, guys, shrouds, deadeyes, blocks, and belaying pins. At the cross trees atop the main and foremast, there are iron hoops where the lookouts stood their two-hour watches, searching for whale spouts, other ships, and returning whale boats. On deck, you see five whale boats hanging on davits, backed by two spares atop the deckhouse. Stored below deck would be the cedar planking and oak framing so the ship's carpenter could repair and build additional boats.